listener production.
A cab sam from our patch that sells for $40 a bottle has emerged from the pack to be named the best in the world at the International Wine Challenge. The 2021 Riddick Pastoralist beat wines from 20 other countries, scoring 95 out of a possible 100 points. Brace for yet another power price rise. They'll soar by as much as 22% in South Australia. SACOS CEO Ross Wormsley isn't confident Limestone Coast residents have access to enough financial support to meet the price rises.
The increases for most households will be similar to any of the relief that they might be able to access through that $500 payment.
The best thing to do is jump on an Energy Compare website to get the best deal on your bills. Yesterday and today's Code Blue for Limestone Coast has wrapped up as of 9 a.m. The code was activated for people sleeping rough amidst heavy rains and strong winds. Homeless Connect SA has been operating 24/7 to assist those seeking emergency accommodation. And let's make today a fatality-free Friday. Drivers across the Limestone Coast are being urged to help bring more patience and courtesy to our roads today. CEO of the Australian Road Safety Foundation, Russell White, says we need a major shift in our behaviour and attitudes, starting with a simple thank you wave.
Fatality-free Friday is really about showing local road users that every single individual has the power to prevent crashes from occurring in those regional and rural areas. And they can do that simply by choosing road safety every day. And if they do, they can help us wave in a fatality-free future.
Barungal Park this weekend will play host to the Sporting Clays Australia 20th English Sporting National Championships. Put on by the South East Field and Game, it's the first national or international tournament held in the South East since 1994. A small field of sporting clay shooters will take on the 200-target event.